This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Having the most unbelievable day ever. We have got a show for you today, and it's so exciting that we had to bring my co-host with me, which is always a trip because I've already gotten in trouble because she said my forehead is shining, which was extremely hurtful out of the gate. So how do you, you know, I don't know if you've ever been to Boston Market before. I wish you could see. We've got all these lights behind me. So I am like a rotisserie chicken. It's the worst. So nothing like making a guy feel self-conscious right out of the gate. She goes, oh no, we got to get some angel dust or something like that for my forehead. Hello, honey. How are you?
I usually use spit on your hair, but it won't work on your forehead.
Yeah, so no spit. So this is Denise Chenault. Who are you?
I am Denise Chenault.
And you're my wife and?
Most of the time.
Luckiest in the world.
Oh, totally.
So who are we interviewing today and why are you so excited?
One of my favorite people of all time.
Why'd you jam yourself into my show?
Angel Fletcher. Well, I saw Marianne's announcement. Marianne Niehaus, our producer, she put out an email saying that Angel Fletcher was going to be on, and I thought, I can't miss this. And so I kind of jammed myself in and said, can I help?
That's unbelievable. Well, we got a lot of people already looking at us. So I'm telling you what, Leslie Herbert, and there's Pamela Ann Schwartz, and Adrian Chenault, and Duke Grumley, and Bill McCurdy. Alan Steelman, I love him, the congressman, U.S. congressman from the great state of
Texas.
And
yogi.
And he's a yogi, yoga, crazy guy. Love him. So let's get this show on the road. Hello, Angel Fletcher. How are you?
Wow. Hello, Tom and Denise. I'm excited. It's 2019.
Yes, it is. So tell us a story, young lady. What's been going on with you and what does the new year bring?
Well, the new year brought for me, the beginning was about declutter. I had to declutter my house and my office and make room for all the amazing things that are coming for 2019. So you have to do out with the old and in with the new, right?
Yep.
I love it.
And so doing that, you are getting rid of some stuff and some things and some activities that were slowing you down in 18 to put you on hyperdrive in 2019, correct?
Yes, absolutely. It's hard to focus when you have all stuff out here. It's hard to stay in your lane when you're watching all the traffic going by. And so for me, I started my year off with decluttering, going through sorting out some Facebook stuff, and really getting my vision and my focus in line for what I plan to do in 2019.
And you took it. You said you took a little social media sabbatical for a little bit.
I did. 5 days off. 5 days. Because it's hard to get wrapped up in social media and scrolling and commenting and liking and, oh, my gosh, who's doing this and who's doing that, that I needed to have clarity. And I think that when you can clear out some of that and really let your thoughts and your spirit guide you, then you have a clear vision and a focus of where you're going, and you're not so fuzzy on where you've been.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And did you feel like you were missing out during that time, or was it just wonderful?
It was actually joyous. It was actually, I knew that I was meant to be doing, because I had joy. I didn't miss it. I missed the people. But in order, one of the things that I learned in 2018 that I'm taking into 2019 to refine is, in order to take care of everyone else, I have to take care of me. And that's a really hard lesson to learn when we're all about serving. We want to put everybody else first. But if I don't have 100% of me, how can I give 100% to them, and how can I serve them from a place that I need to be coming from? And so clarifying that, cleaning out some of that old stuff, was just a really important task. And I'm so excited. We have so much good and amazing things coming, in not only my company and my team and my life, but in our profession. 2019, there's so much change that happened, and so many things that having clarity is good. The people that have clarity are going to be the ones that end 2019 want to.
I love it. Yeah. I think it's really important to be able to step back and to have a perspective like that. And I used to always, you know, there were a few times of the year where we would travel certain places that didn't have Wi-Fi or telephone, and I always enjoyed those times to be able to have. Tom hates it. He just hates it.
I can't.
It's like he wants to pull his hair out. I'm like, for me to have that focused time and to be able to write and to think and to have that space is really great for me. And when you couple the fact that you have a really great excuse to not have that connection, it makes it easier.
So here's the deal. When they have Denise on the screen and she's talking, that means I can't goof around and respond to all these comments. So I don't want any of you thinking that I'm doing anything other than paying I'm not doing something else on this show. I'm just trying to make doggone sure that I am the best co-host Denise has ever had. So any of you think that I'm goofing around or...
Oh, I thought I was the co-host.
No, you're my boss. So it's you and Angel today. Angel, talk about where you came from just a short while ago to where you are now, because people cannot imagine how low. I mean, I don't cry much. I mean, I'm the coldest hearted, most mean man in the world. I can see anything happen and not have a tear in my eye until I heard you speak at GoPro, and I was sobbing, and I was sitting right next to Richard Bliss Brook, and I was holding on to him, and he said, Tom, don't shudder. And it was just unbelievable because of your story. So would you please talk about where you came from, because people need to know that they aren't alone, being at the very bottom and realizing there was a way out of it and how you did it. Please talk about that a little bit.
Well, absolutely. You know, Tom, it's funny because the majority of my life, I heard people that had money say, you have to have money to make money. And I really believed that. My whole mindset, I would never be anything. I would never be able to change my existence. And, to the point that, you know, when you're living life, everything that, because it's something you do day in, day out, it feels like this is where you're supposed to be. This is your norm. So I am from a very small town in Florida. They only have one red light in the entire county. And there are a couple of things you can do there. You can grow up and work at a dairy. You can grow up and you can go and be a prison guard. You can be a waitress. You can work at a dollar store, or you can drive 45 minutes to an hour to a normal sized city, Gainesville, and you can do something else. Well, I was a mom of four and I fell into this rut of just feeling like everything was normal. I was married to a man, was married to him for 20 years. We raised our family, and every day of my life, I lived an alcoholic life, not because I drank, but because he drank. And so I exposed my children to this for 20 years. And it wasn't until I got away from that. I was invited. My baby sister was getting married. I was invited to come and be a part of her wedding. And when I was away for a week and a half, I figured out what I was doing wasn't okay. That norm, what I thought was normal, was settling. And so I went back after the wedding, and we had lived paycheck to paycheck. Didn't know how I was going to do anything. I just knew something had to change. Well, after the wedding, some really bad days happened in our life. And I woke up on a Tuesday and I decided I can't do this anymore. I just can't. So I went to work. I worked for a doctor's office, and I said, I have to change. I'm giving you 2 days notice, not 2 weeks. So on Thursday, I woke up. He went to work, and I took my children and put them in a vehicle and packed one suitcase each, and we left. Wow. And I chose the person that was furthest away so that my daughter, who was still underage, didn't have to do drunk daddy weekends. I didn't want her in a car with a drunk driver. I didn't want, like, I had to protect her. And so I literally chose my mom, who was over 3,000 miles away in Idaho. So I literally went from the bottom southeast to the top northwest, and that way I could protect her. And we started life there, and we started out in a government apartment. We didn't have any money, didn't have a plan. We were on food stamps. We were on welfare. The bottom of what somebody who had just lived a life of, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul, living on a very tight budget, and dealing with an alcoholic who didn't care if your baby had diapers as long as he had his next six pack. And, you know, Tom, we were at the bottom of the bottom, but for us, it was one of the most joyous times of our life because we had peace. We had peace. We didn't have a plan. I struggled so hard to find a job there because, you know, you go in and they say, oh, well, you're not from here. Where are you from? Oh, well, and you just puke your story all over them. So finding a job proved to be very difficult. And one day I picked up a newspaper, and I had been putting in applications and resumes and doing so much. And I knew I had amazing work ethic. I could run an office. I was a hard worker. I had never in my life had to work for minimum wage before, but I found this ad for an insurance company, and I walked in, and there was a man standing behind the counter, and I said, listen, I need a damn job. I am willing to work hard. I'm willing to start out at minimum wage, and if you will give me a chance to prove to you that I am worthy of...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
We're back. It is the Tom Chenault Show, and I hope you're all having a fantastic day. And during the break, I hope you bought something on the Jeunesse Communication Network. And we are with Angel Fletcher today. I brought my co-host along with me for two reasons. Three reasons. One, she's far more beautiful. Two, she's far more knowledgeable. And three, her forehead is not shining from the lights. So.
Which
like
you wouldn't
that.
Be able to see on the radio anyway, but that's okay.
She primped during the break. So, hello, Pamela Schwartz. I saw that Richard Bliss Brook is actually trying to steal our favorite poster on Facebook right in front of me, because Pamela Ann Schwartz is like, and Sean Murphy, I'm telling you, two people that are absolutely such fans of the show, Mark Cohen, I don't want to exclude anybody, but it is so exciting to have all of you. I hope you liked the commercials, and especially that one commercial, and we're back. What do you think, baby? Take it away. So
Angel
was talking about
her story and
going on to Facebook, and all of a sudden it exploded, and she didn't even mean for it to happen.
Well, what I know, though, my experience with these kind of stories is that when you put that Facebook post up about the success that your daughter had with the product, it must have been hugely heartfelt and moving, because otherwise you wouldn't have gotten the response that you got.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, Angel, take it away. So then what happened?
So Denise is exactly right, Tom. So
never say that. Never say that. That's like the kiss of death. Keep going. She's exactly right. Why?
Well, because back then, we're talking about 6 years ago, and back then I wasn't building a business. And so everything I did on my Facebook was a reflection of who I am, and it was with the intent and purpose of communicating with the people in my circle. I wasn't building a business. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about any of that. And I think that is exactly why I jump-started my business, is because my family knew the struggles. My friends knew all I had been through. They knew what was going on. And for me to just share this good news that there was a light at the end of the tunnel, we had hope. And that was my message. And because of it, everybody reached out to me and wanted to know what. I didn't post an ad. I didn't say, oh, join me, $34.95. I didn't have any of that yucky stuff because I didn't know it. And so what happened was I exploded. I literally, people wanted to know. And my answer to them was, heck, I don't know. Here's a link. Because that's all I knew. And sometimes not knowing and not having all the answers is one of the greatest things you can do for your business.
Totally. Well, because there was no manipulation. There was no, it just strictly came from your heart, and people felt that, and they were moved and inspired because of that. And I know at the beginning we had Courtney Looper on here. You know, she was, and she's another person that I follow on Facebook who all of her posts are so beautiful and come from her heart. Like, she doesn't know any other way to be. And that's how I see you as well, Angel.
I absolutely agree with you. Courtney is a beautiful soul. She is absolutely phenomenal. And I can tell you that in none of this, because it'll be 6 years in June. Mm. It'll be 7 years in June that I found network marketing. And in no point of this has anything ever been about making a dollar. You know, I came in, I did well in my very first company. In 364 days, I was their top earner. And it was, and Tom will appreciate this. It wasn't about being the top earner. It wasn't about making a lot of money. I didn't even realize the money, what it meant and what it could do for my life. You know what it was about, Tom? Somebody pissed me off.
Yep.
I came in and I was discounted from the very beginning, not from my sponsor, but from the upline all the way up. I was discounted. I asked for help. I went into the day one. I went into a Facebook group page, puked my story and said, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And nobody said anything. Nobody liked it. Nobody commented. And so I blew it off and said, oh, they're busy. This is a big group page. They're very busy. Second day I went in, checked the post. Nobody commented. And I cried. And the day three, when I woke up, I literally woke up and something happened while I was sleeping. And I said, I don't need them. I went into their group page. I posted this. Basically, screw you. I don't need you. And then I went and I blocked every single one of them on Facebook because I was going to figure this out. I didn't know how, but I was going to figure it out. And they were not going to benefit from anything that I found out and shared with people. And so I started Google. I went to Google and I Googled everything. What does network marketing mean? What does MLM mean? What is network marketing top earner? What is a system? I just started asking really good questions.
Angel, I need to do it too.
Google led me.
Hold the thought. We're going to take a break. We're coming back. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. We're coming back right after this.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Talks between the United States and China continue, and President Trump says if they are agreeable to U.S. proposals on trade, sanctions could be off the table.
If we make a deal, certainly we wouldn't have sanctions, and if we don't make a deal, we will. We've really had a very extraordinary number of meetings, and a deal could very well happen with China. It's going very well. I would say about as well as you could possibly go.
The president making his comments on the White House lawn prior to flying to Dover Air Force Base to meet with the families of four Americans who were killed in an explosion Wednesday in Syria. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Rand Paul tells CNN he backs the president's decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria.
Ultimately, I think the end of terror, the end of radical Islam, comes when Islam steps up. Islam has to police Islam. The Islamic countries have to police them. And I say, for goodness sakes, there's 1% of ISIS left and they can't take care of them?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And we are back. It is Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. We are in a long segment right now. So we're going to, and I know most of you have been sticking around to try to figure out how on earth Angel Fletcher does all the stuff that she does so well. And it is incredible. And she is just walking into that Facebook conversation right now that has made her an icon with never going to an opportunity meeting anywhere. She has reinvented what Facebook looks like, Facebook marketing, social media marketing. So do you have a question? I don't want to, Vanna White, I didn't want to actually, you have got to talk or I will hear about it later.
No.
So here's my wife, Denise Chenault.
I'm still catching my breath from changing.
Cheers.
No, I just want to, because Angel, so you were talking about, you basically banished your upline and you said, well, I'm just going to do this by hook or by crook. And so then what happened after you said, I'm going to do this thing with or without your help?
So, you know, Denise, I found people who knew a lot more about this. People like like you guys to follow. People like Lisa Grossman, people like Todd Falcone, Diane Hockman, people, Ray Higdon. Oh my gosh, so much free content out there that I literally just invested my time to learn everything I could. And even though I did that and am so much better, I think that sometimes we forget that not knowing is the beauty of this. Having to know is the beauty of this. Not having that the hunt is what I call it. Not always being on the hunt and just fishing, throwing bait out there, attracting people to you, loving on people, showing up in their lives, showing up in your own life, and being present in the conversations and being present in the day-to-day things that go on in people's life. That's what network marketing is about. It's about the relationship. It's not about the money, and it's not about transaction. It's about the love. It's definitely a hard thing, and that's what I focused on. So when you go from 1 year anniversary being the top earner of our company, the second year figuring out how that worked for me and what that meant in my world, and figuring out that I was at the top of their top, not at the top of my top, and that I had bigger things to do, more powerful things to do, and I wasn't a good fit for them. You know, we parted ways. That can be ugly. Ours worked out in the end, and I found my home, my second company. We'll be celebrating my 5-year anniversary with them this year. I'm so excited. That's something I always wanted to say. My 5-year anniversary, my 10-year anniversary. I can't wait for those are the mom markers that I celebrate. It has nothing to do with money. It's like a marriage, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're in a relationship with your company. Yeah.
You are. And so I came into this. I wanted to beat me. I wanted to beat my record. So I did. I came in and I kept on the same journey. I would change my sale based on what the market needed and where things were going on social media. But I always kept my mission. And the main thing was the main thing, and that was people. And I kept that, and I kept my focus. And so I was blessed. I came in, I did top earner of the company, first at the very top this time, in 353 days. And then soon after announced as their first $1 million earner. And then a year later announced my first $1 million earner I tell people all the time, the only thing better than doing it is having somebody that did it.
Totally.
So I think I celebrated way more when Ryan got to the top and was named the $1 million earner. And from there, it's literally just been about changing lives. It's been about exposing people to my story, giving them the same opportunity, because no matter what company we're in, no matter what product we sell, no matter what compensation plan we have, we're all on the same freeway. We've all just chosen different cars to drive. And so I love this. I love sharing. I love collaboration is the new competition. So I'm connected with so many different people outside of my company and coming up with new things and innovating and all of that. That's where my goal is for 2019. I think we can save the world together.
Now, for the people that aren't familiar with network marketing, when they think that you have to get in earlier, be there first in order to be the $1 million earner like you are, what do you say to them?
I say that's what I did. It's not what I'm doing. And I think we need to focus on not where I've come from, but where we're going. And I think that it doesn't matter how long a company's been in existence. Every day is a new day. And there's, you know, millions of people out there. You guys are in a very well-known company, way more well-known than even I am. And yet I run across people who've never heard of your company before. I think that your opportunity is what you make of it. I think that if you set yourself up in that mindset, then you lose the peace and the joy and the whole point of the journey. The journey is about unlocking you and the capability that you, and the things that you bring to the opportunity. So everybody's, even in the same company, everybody's opportunity is different.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I love that you said that you sold hope, you know, because that's what Tom and I say all the time. That is our biggest job, is to sell hope, because there's so many people that are in the position where they're barely able to keep their head above water, and they haven't allowed themselves the ability to dream. And when you see that little twinkle in their eye of like, oh, it can be different, you know, and leading them down that path of step by step, this is what you have to do, and they see that they can create that. It's such a beautiful gift.
I absolutely agree with you, Denise. I think that for me, that new, fresh hope is what feeds me. And so I will forever be somebody that is fishing to bring new people and introduce new people and help them with their opportunity and to work with them on their journey. Because my journey's already happened, the beginning of it, the new, fresh, fun, exciting. Like that's the past tense. It's not, I have new things to come, but part of feeding that, it's like I get to experience a new honeymoon every time I bring somebody in.
Wow, that's a great attitude toward it. And how do you do it? I mean, you're obviously developing people. You're not out there. You talk to everybody. Everywhere you go, you talk to people. I've been around for that conversation. So I know you do that. But you also meet people on Facebook. How do you take them from somebody that you meet on Facebook or in person into a relationship that turns into a conversation that turns them into either a customer or a business builder? Have you got a system in place that is automated for that? How on earth are you so successful? Here I am 100 years old and I'm so poor. How are you?
Well, you know what, Tom? All of the experts, everybody that I looked at, whenever I was doing my romance it with Google, everybody talked about asking good questions. And one thing that I've learned over my almost 7 years is that when I say to you, hey, Tom, it's nice to see you. How are you? You repeat that to me. Hey, Angel, I'm great. How are you? If I said, oh my gosh, what's new in your life? You tell me what's new in your life. And then you say, oh my goodness, what's new in your life? For me, it's a dance. It's a dance. That dance that goes back and forth and back and forth is what leads me so that I can share what's new in my life without sounding pitchy or salesy or pushy. The system is talking to people. People want to be loved. People want to feel important. People want you to ask them what's going on. People want to hear what's going on with you. And for me, that's the only, now we have ways of meeting new people on Facebook, going to groups. We have systems that do all of that. But the dance, that's a love affair that I have with every single new person that I meet because I care. They matter to me. And you can fake a lot of things in this life. A lot of things. But loving people and caring about them isn't something. And so if you're struggling, if somebody's out there and they're struggling with building these relationships, that's, you need to look within. You need to look within and figure out, am I authentic? Am I genuine? Can they feel that I care about them? Because I can tell you one of the greatest compliments that I get pretty much every single day is that people can feel I care. And that's huge for me. And I think that is the secret sauce in being successful.
Yeah. And I love that it's just about people because, you know, we get stuck in, especially a new person wants scripts. You know, what do I say? How do I? And if you just love people, if you're just interested, because everybody has a story out there, and if you take time to connect with them, they will tell you everything.
100% right.
And Denise, you know, once they do, what happens? They tell you the problems that you need to help them solve.
Totally. Yeah. Because they feel safe, you know, and so if it's not an authentic connection, then they won't tell you because they won't feel safe enough to tell you.
I'm speechless. She looked at me like I was going to say something, but this thing is so much like Oprah Winfrey or Ella DeGeneres. I'm just sitting here yawning. No, that's not true. I love this. I tell you, this is what I do. And that's why we talked about CRM, contact or customer. You know, Please develop relationships, man. This is not Macy's where you just hand somebody the money and they walk away. In fact, we were at a restaurant yesterday and the waitress says, I don't like people. I just like being, I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to know anything about them. I don't want them to know
I want to do my job and go home.
And I looked at the manager and I said, you know what you should do? The minute somebody comes in that can replace this girl, you should fire her. Because if she doesn't care about people and she about swallowed her cigar at that restaurant we were at, because I'm telling you, if you don't love people, you're in the wrong business, especially in this business. So we're going to take a little break here after a while in another minute. I just did what Marianne did. I completely blew it. But it's too exciting. Yeah,
you know, the great thing is that, Angel, you have built your business via Facebook. But like you said, that's just a way to get people into a conversation. And it hasn't replaced the conversation. I think people, get confused around how to use social media to build their business. And there's nothing that can replace the conversation.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So we're going to go to a break after this, and in about 30 seconds. So, you know, this has been the Tom Chenault Show, and Marianne's going to tell us in a minute who we have on next week. But you know, I will tell you one thing right now. We do this show because we care about you, and we want you to have the very best people to listen to. We're not trying to sell anything. We want you to buy Angel. We want you to buy our guests because we want you to buy this profession because it's the greatest profession on earth. And the fact that we're able to do this show every week is a gift from God. Thank you, Ted Anderson and Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault, final segment, Tom Chenault Show. We're going to do an after show, so those of you that think this show is going to be over in 10 minutes are wrong. Angel's going to give us some actual really, really cool tips right after the show is over. But right now we are talking to her, and I have no idea where we left off. Do you?
We were talking about relationships.
Goodness gracious.
Ironically.
Ironically enough, speaking of, and you guys have seen my coffee cup before, I am a recovering alcoholic and network marketer. Would you like to have a cup of coffee with me? That's I get invited nowhere.
That's when, a no.
Yeah. Everybody avoids me like the plague. And the reason I show this coffee cup is because if you come across with all that stuff that you, I mean, come across with love, you guys. If you show your heart first and foremost, and your agenda is love and relationship, everything changes. Back to you, Denise.
You know what I was thinking, Angel? I would love to hear your biggest insights in the last, you've been building for 5 years now with this company, and what are some of the biggest aha moments that you've had in building your business? You know, if you wanted to give a couple of pointers to the newbie out there that is considering network marketing, what tips would you have for that new person?
Well, I can tell you two of the biggest things that I learned that I'm taking forward and going to refine in 2019, Denise, are the first one is that take action, even if it's bad action, even if it's wrong action. Doing nothing gets nothing, but to doing something, taking action and doing something every single day will get you. If you do something wrong enough times, you'll figure out that it's wrong and that'll lead you somewhere. If you do nothing enough days in a row, it just still does nothing. You're going nowhere. It takes you nowhere. So take action, whatever that looks like for you. And the second thing is that when you take action, it's the consistency of that action that will bring you results. So, for example, I am horrible at Facebook Live. I don't do them. If you go to my Facebook, guys, listen, it's boring. You won't find Facebook Live there. There's none. I don't do them.
Wow.
And so I do them inside my private group. I do them in video messaging. Why I can't do it to the public, I don't know. I can do this just fine, and I feel okay. But, so I decided my action for this next week is I'm going to start doing public Facebook Live because I close myself off in a group, and that limits my influence and the amount of hope that I can bring. I have a message. I have something that the world needs to know. And whether it's about my products, about my story, and so that I can inspire someone, I want to do that on a much larger scale for 2019. And so I will be doing Facebook Live starting today. I've enrolled myself in Ray Higdon's challenge, and I'm going to start doing these Facebook Lives. Prepare yourself. They're going to be horrible. I will suck at them forever. And then one day I'll wake up and I'll be better. So doing that, taking action and being consistent no matter what the activity is. You know, one of the things that I've learned watching all of these people, Denise, is that zero doesn't mean zero anymore for me. Zero means I have a list of things, and this is my absolute zero that I have to do every single day in order to maintain and to grow my business. And so elevating my zero keeps me so that my consistency is always there. So if I wake up tomorrow and I go, not feeling it today, I'm going to do a, I don't know, I don't watch TV, but let's say I was going to do a Hallmark movie day. I still, my zero still has my steps that I need to do. So I'm still taking action and I'm still being consistent on the days that my brain thinks we're doing nothing. So for me, those are the basic things that you need to do to get your business going. The rest is all stuff you learn as you go, which is the beauty of what we do.
Yeah, I love that. And you've built your business into a habit so that it doesn't even seem like work anymore. It's just what you do every single day. And, you know, I read done is better than perfect because, you know, like Brene Brown says, the shackles of perfectionism keep a lot of people from actually taking action. And done is better than perfect. And so, like you said, just you are going to suck. If you know that is going to be uncomfortable, at some point the shift happens and you become great.
Shift happens?
The shift.
Oh, good. All right, good.
Let me enunciate.
And done is better than perfection. And I'll tell you what, I don't even know what perfection looks like. I've never even tried for perfection.
That's what's great about you.
I don't care, man. I just slop it out. I hit it as far as I can.
Look, he's a surfer.
Yeah.
Not.
No. How about this? Because of Richter. I wore this for Richard Brooke.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
there
I want to be him when I grow up.
Yeah.
So, all right, so Angel is going to stick around after the show, and she's going to talk to us a little
bit
about
behind the scenes.
Yeah, kind of a behind the scenes thing. But before you go, Angel, people want to know how they can find you. We posted your websites all over the place. How would people find you if they want to find you, if they want to collaborate with you, if they want to watch you? Obviously, Facebook, anywhere else that they can get a little whatever piece of Angel Fletcher, for want of a better. So how do they do
it? A little loving.
Yeah, tell us.
Well, on my website, there's a contact me page. I'm also, you know, on Facebook. I have the other social media accounts. I love LinkedIn. I'm now doing a lot of my business building and maintaining relationships on LinkedIn. I have an Instagram. I have a Snapchat. I'm not actively building on those. But I do respond to messages. So literally anywhere.
All right, track her down, everybody. Next week, we've got the fabulous John Herensma on here, so be sure to listen to the show. Thanks for listening.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.